been good for all these years.
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What up, did you feel in green and so confident?
Well, no, I shed your skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? EcoBank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Chilling out in OB's house. Wearing Timberlands and hat in the store.
Somebody said they want a party on a Monday night.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
National dialogue on constitutional amendment collapses amid rising tensions between government and Oasis Forum. Former Patriotic Front PF member Bizlom Tale endorses HH for 2026, justifying the current electricity load shedding and economic challenges do not warrant change of government. In international news, Cameroon rival President Biya dies in detention. And in sports, Kawe Warriors FC edge Mines United in two-day local derby.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Oasis Forum has withdrawn from the ongoing constitutional amendment talks, accusing the government of pushing ahead with what it calls an illegal, defective process. Forum chairperson Butika Tebe says the dialogue on constitution amendment process has failed, stating that it is clear that the government is not willing to engage in meaningful discussions or to address the fundamental issues raised by various stakeholders. The forum's withdrawal from the dialogue highlights the growing tensions between civil society and the government regarding constitutional amendment process and raising questions about the future of the amendment process and the potential for broader political engagement in the country. In a statement, Ms. Katebe disclosed that the dialogue is not tenable when the fundamental concerns remain unaddressed. Ms. Katebe cited the illegality in the process, emphasizing that current constitutional amendment process is in breach of the orders of the Constitutional Court as a result of the Munya Zulu and the Celestine Mukandila ruling. She added that government's failure to formally withdraw the controversial bill and its decision to tie the amendment process to the 2026 general elections undermines inclusivity and national consensus. She further pointed out the lack of legal framework and independence, restrictive terms of reference, TOR, and failure to withdraw Bill 7, among other concerns of the forum, stressing the forum is concerned about the absence of a proper legal framework to guarantee the independence and accountability of the technical committee overseeing the review, as well as restrictive terms of reference that limit public participation.
dialogue outcomes, government intend to proceed. Despite presenting these profound and resolved concerns, our dialogue, including the meeting with the president, has yielded nothing. The government remains bent on proceeding with the current illegal and flawed process and has refused to withdraw Bill No. 7 from Parliament formally. We reaffirm our non-negotiable preconditions for any meaningful dialogue. 1. Bill No. 7 must be formally withdrawn from Parliament. 2. A fresh constitutional reform process must be commenced, supported by legal safeguards, and be genuinely inclusive, not rushed, and holistic.
Former opposition Patriotic Front PF National Mobilization Committee member Bizwo Mtale has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for the 2026 presidential election, citing his government's efforts to addressing the country's energy crisis and economic challenges. Mr. Mtale, who is the 2026 Monali constituency aspirant, said President Hichilema said the current electricity load shedding and economic challenges do not warrant change of government, urging Zambians to learn to endure such crises. Mr. Mtale explained that President Hichilema and the UPND have inherited the energy and economic problems, adding that it is unfair to expect him to solve them overnight. He has therefore stressed for the need to give the head of state time and support to implement policies and programs that aim to address such challenges. Mr. Mtale has since urged Zambians to retain the United Party for National Development, UPND, in power for meaningful development, a stable economy and sustainable jobs for the youth.
Zambia as a nation, we are currently going through turbulences of load shedding. These are serious challenges that the nation is going through. The load shedding on its own, these are problems of the past, and we are carrying on with them. We need a solution, and this solution is what President Hichilema Hakainde is going through now, and is dealing with it now. We cannot expect this to happen like now. He has inherited these problems from the previous government. Not just a government, but a government. And we expect it to be resolved now. It was a sugar-coated. Now this is the reality that we are experiencing. It does not amount to change government or remove the president. No. We need to be a resilient nation, a continuation nation, and we need to learn to endure as a nation. We need to be a hard-working nation, to make sure that whatever challenges that he faces us, these challenges we face head-on collusion as a nation through supporting our president.
In another development, the UPND has observed that the ongoing national debate on the constitution-making process has been clouded by misinformation and political motives, warning that critics are unfairly dismissing Bill 7 without examining its contents. Addressing journalists in Lusaka today, party media director Mark Sumue said the government deliberately stepped back after the postponement of the process to give room for civil society organizations, CSOs, stakeholders and citizens to express their views. He noted, however, that the discussion has since been dominated by narratives comparing Bill 7 to the controversial Bill 10, a comparison he described as inaccurate and misleading. Mr. Simoe said the UPND felt duty-bound to conduct a comparative analysis of the two bills to show that the contents of Bill 7 had been distorted by those who may not mean well. He warned that politicizing a governance document risks misleading ordinary citizens, including those in rural areas who depend on leaders and advocates for accurate information.
It's important for us to indicate that perhaps given the manner with which citizens are discussing the constitution-making process, those that may not mean well making Bill 7 look like Bill 10, and they will actually tell you that this is Bill 10 in another form. We felt duty bound that we do a comparative analysis of the two. Thereafter, in those Bill 7 contents, and what is even more concerning is the fact that people are dismissing the bill, they are not discussing the content. The whole essence of taking a bill to the people is to